Grun, great news. I've evaluated your system, and I know exactly what it's going to take to make everything just right. The first thing I found was the inducer fan motor was defective, and when that goes out, what it can't do is get the combustion gas out of the furnace, and it shuts down. It's a safety mechanism to shut down. Now, we're also going to need a capacitor. It's kind of like a battery to kickstart the motor. To take care of both of those, it'll be $875. All right? I also found that we do need to, probably a good idea to address a couple of other things. Your water, there's what's called a trap on the furnace. What that does is prevents water from backing up into the furnace since it's condensing. And that seems to be plugging up. It's getting a little contaminated. When that stops up, your furnace will go out. So it'd be a good idea to address that before that happens. And, of course, replace the air filter. It's a little dirty. It's time to be replaced. And then the flame sensor. I took the liberty of going ahead and testing everything and noticed that the flame sensor itself is a little bit weak. It's not bad right now. It may last another year. It may last another day. It's hard to say. But when it does go out, it fails. Now, we can take care of everything for you and bring it up to proper operating standards for $1,026.
Yeah. How much would a new system cost me?
Well, generally speaking, that would really depend upon the type of system you want and the features and the additional work necessary to make sure that it's installed properly. What I can do is get my comfort advisor out to review all that with you until you're comfortable with the system and the price. And then if it makes sense, we could talk about getting you taken care of. What would you like to do?
Yeah, I think I'd like to look into a new system.
Okay, fantastic. Let me get our coordinator on the phone so we can get one of our comfort advisors out and get you taken care of.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.